नमो नमः तुलसी कृष्ण प्रयासी, नमो नमः। वेलकम टू द कार्तिक इंस्पिरेशंस डे 11। टुडे वी विल इंट्रोड्यूस टू यू द फिफ्थ गेटकीपर, बृंदा देवी। She is depicted with a blue dress. In her left hand, she holds a blue lotus flower, and in her right hand, she has seeds with which she feeds one of her millions of parrots who run messenger services throughout Vrindavan. In this world, Vrinda Devi appears as a sacred Tulasi plant. Srila Prabhupada requested all of us to daily sing a Tulasi Arati, sometimes two times a day, because he wanted us to take shelter of this powerful gatekeeper of Vrindavan who can move us on. In the song, there is a line: it is my cherished desire, morae abilas vilas kunje diovas, that you grant me residence in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Then my eyes shall always behold the abundant beauty of the divine couple. Vrindadevi's service as someone who brings persons to Vrindavan is very much visible in many pastimes. Let me share briefly one with you. Once Narada Muni, the great devotee of Krishna, wanted to know what Krishna does in his own homeland, you know, at home, the sacred land of Braj. So he prayed to Vrinda Devi, who then mercifully revealed herself. She said, if you want to behold Radha and Krishna in their confidential pastimes, you need another body. Go to the northwestern corner of the Kusum Sarova Lake and take your bath. When Narada Muni came out of the water, he was Naradi, a beautiful gopi who could now proceed towards the heart of Vrindavan and have the wonderful darshan of Radha and Krishna. In the last days, we have looked at five gatekeepers who can let us in, who can usher us to Vrindavan. We started with the sacred dust, which is so sacred because Krishna touched it with his lotus feet, and many, many devotees also. We looked at the sacred river Jamuna. Then we heard how Shiva took on the form of Gopeshwara. Then we heard of Purnamasi, and finally of Vrinda Devi. I encourage you to think about this one important point. With our mind and with our physical efforts, we cannot go into the transcendental world. It is said in the Rig Veda, from him words return, and the mind and its thoughts also return unfulfilled. They couldn't express and couldn't think about him. But if we are ushered through the borders which keep us, then everything is possible. By the mercy of these five gatekeepers, blind people can see Radha and Krishna. This was a very exalted subject matter. Please think about it, and see you all tomorrow.